Britons have begun casting their votes on whether or not their country should leave the European Union in a national referendum that could have profound consequences for the United Kingdom's place in the world and for the health of the global economy. Polling stations opened at 6 a.m. local time across England, Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland. There were early reports of high turnout at some polling stations, but some concerns that storms in London and the southeast could dampen enthusiasm. The race remains too close to call. Polling in recent days suggests the Remain campaign has recovered lost ground to the pro-Brexit camp since last week when they held the advantage. YouGov's eve of election poll put Remain ahead by 2% with a 51-49 advantage, but another ITV poll found as many as 17% undecided. The vote brings to an end a campaign that has been marked by sometimes bitter infighting within the ruling Conservative Party and a nationwide debate on immigration levels, the issue that polls say most voters will base their vote on. Vote Leave has argued that Britain cannot hope to control immigration levels while it is subject to EU freedom of movement rules, which allow any EU citizen to live and work in the UK. British Prime Minister David Cameron has said Britain can better control migration within the EU. Cameron spent the final day of the campaign on a last marathon push to convince Britons to vote Remain, appearing at a Birmingham rally alongside former Prime Ministers John Major and Gordon Brown. He stuck to his core message that leaving the EU would be bad for the economy and make the UK less safe. Former Mayor of London Boris Johnson, meanwhile, ended his pro-leave campaign crisscrossing England, puckering up with a fish in Billingsgate Fish Market, London, before jumping on an airplane to the East Midlands. The popular Conservative MP, thought by many to be a leadership contender if Britain votes to leave, said it was time to believe in our country. Although the polls close at 10 p.m., 5 p.m. Eastern Time, broadcasters don't feel there will be accurate enough data to give an exit poll. Instead, Britons must follow results as they come in overnight to get a sense of the outcome. A final result is not expected until early Friday morning. A vote to leave would, at the very least, bring chaos to the markets in the short term. The financier George Soros warned, based on pre-election market pricing, that the sterling could fall at least 15% and possibly 20%. Cameron has said he will address the country shortly after the result, in part to reassure the financial markets.